We very well fly and went to probably half an hour, 35 minutes. And the happened was occurred was probably about 5-6 feet away from me. And I just heard noise, one staff, female, scream, "Help, help, help." So we, couple of guys, jumped quickly as possible. And a few guys before me grabbed that guy. He attacked the air hostess. And we put on the floor, his face down, and just tied his handcuffs in back. And after staff take over, a couple of they holding. So
So you actually helped detain this bloke?
we all help, yeah, about
And
six.
you tackled him to the ground, did you?
Yeah, about 5-6 guys who was all trying to grab these guys and put under.
We hear that he tried to enter the cockpit. Did you see that?
Yes, when the cops come after, yeah.
Yeah, but he tried to gain entry to the cockpit, the plane's cockpit. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't see actually that one was because everybody's screaming, everybody jumped that times, and sort of
Yeah.
crowdy, and mostly the kids and women were just a nightmare scream, everybody. And because when happened there, because air hostels scream, "Please help, help, danger, danger, help, help." So we try, everybody jump at that time. You know, when you have it, that happen, you don't realize, see, and there you just try whatever you can get with man's away and put on the floor.
Wow, you must have been frightened.
Yeah, well, look, frightened is because it's a flight. Flight is sky, and you got a lot of families and kids there. And frightening is that this may have it happen. This guy's it could be worse, but probably we're lucky. But he's not gonna beat us at 5-6 guys, and we put him on the floor, and obviously, and but again, even you have family, kids, you're concerned, you're worried.
Can you describe this man for us?
Well, he's tall, guys, and not very heavy body, but a medium body. But yeah, and after everybody jump, and after staff try to be put everybody, "Please go back on the seat, and we control now," so everybody can settle down, and we sit down there. So plan divert back to Melbourne. About 1.5 hour, we sit on the plane. All the special force come in with the guns and all equipment, everything, and they take the guys out first. And after, slowly, slowly, they evacuate us, everybody. And now we are in Melbourne Airport Hall, just sitting there. Don't know what's going to happen next and when we're going to fly back. Because I was going emergency. My mom's in ICU back in my country, sick. I was trying to quickly as possible get there before she passed away. But while that happened, and this is the life. What can you do?
We're talking Malaysia Airlines. This was what was about 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah, we 11:25. We fly at around 12, 5 past 10 past 12, I think. So that
Yeah.
happened occurred.
This is flight number MH128 on its way to KL.
Yeah, I think so, because I haven't boarding card with me because that was in my bag, and police didn't let us anything take from the plane. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, something number. I'm not sure exactly now what number was.
Yeah. So the man that you helped bring under control, and congratulations on your Arif, it must have been a frightening experience. You say he was a tall man. About how old would you say?
First experience in my life, actually. Look, I'm not a scared person, but when you have a in the plan, and especially when ladies and kids, I'm more concerned, other than myself, be quite honest.
We were receiving reports that he may have been holding some sort of device. Can you confirm that or?
Yeah, we try all our few guys help and staff there, and they were devastated, actually. Staff, especially the ladies there, they were just screaming, please help, help, help. So we have to jump. We've got no choice. And look, this guy is an idiot. And I would say, I hope so he learned the lesson. And I mean, crazy word these days.
Well, he's in the hands of the authorities now, and they'll be dealing with him. We'll hear more about it, I'm sure, as they release those details. I thank you very much. You're a very brave man, Arif.
Yeah, my pleasure, Luke. Yeah. And I honestly lucky person. I can, if it helps another people, and yeah, that's my pleasure. And good to be everybody safe.
Yeah, stay,
just it could be worse. Yeah,
it could have been a lot worse. Arif, just stay there so Jess can have a talk to you off air. There you are, folks, firsthand. That's what happened on flight MH128, Malaysian Airlines, return to Melbourne. And you heard it here on the Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Yeah. The Night Shift, around Australia on the Triple M Network. Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Yes, I think we'll just absorb all that. Boy, oh boy, imagine being there. What a brave bloke.